Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's do this.
So I, in full disclosure, I've been trying to figure out how to make Hips Don't Lie by Shakira work for our Whittle Wednesday entry song, and I couldn't figure it out. My brain, I've been for just in the back of my brain, just like, I'm on tonight, you know, my podcast live, and I'm starting to do it, but, and it's just nothing is going to, nothing is going to work.
Shakira.
Oh, podcast. Oh, baby, when you talk like that. Something, I don't know.
Can I just leave all that in? I can leave all that in. That could be our singing intro this week. It's already a weird week.
It is a weird week. It's a weird week with a Whittle Wednesday.
Twinkle, twinkle, Whittle podcast. How I wonder what you podcast.
Well, a wonderful Whittle Wednesday, Chunkies. I'm Carter.
I'm Doge.
And I'm Jordan. Oh, I'm Jordan.
Kodo. Oh, man. It's my name, all these R's. And Jordan, you get it too. Doge is probably easy for little kids to say, maybe.
Anecdotally, my last name is the hardest thing for a child's brain to comprehend.
Dozier?
Doze.
I can usually mark a child's like progression in how they're able to speak when they lose those W's for me. It's kind of a sad time. Mm. We've got some friends that have kids and I'm not Cotto anymore. I'm Carter.
It's hard.
It's hard. Really not,
Carter.
That's tough.
It's what a harsh name.
Guys, I've got a little bit of news to start off our podcast on this this podcast that we're so thankful for. Guys, this is the 98th Mini Monday. Is that right, Doge?
Wow, it sure is.
Number unreal. 98. So we've got,
Wednesday, technically, but
yeah. What percentage of Mini Mondays of these 98? What percentage of those episodes do you feel like have been a surprise to you as to what we would be talking about and doing?
Virtually 98.
Yeah, about probably 90 of the 98 episodes, because we've definitely done some spring deliriums that I knew what was coming. Yeah.
I think that's a dynamic that probably comes with doing it 98 times that I forget, and maybe so does the listener. But I think that's always been a lot of fun. So I personally am beginning to plan and have a lot of things fleshed out for our super 100th episode of Mini Monday. We're going to have some very, very special things there.
Wow.
So be on the lookout. 100 episodes. That's completely wild.
100 candles. And we're going to, you get to listen to us blow them out.
Yep. We might have some visits from Elton John. I don't know. No, I was just thinking candle in the wind with the candle reference. Guys, we got a little bit of who done it and who was that in the news today. So Hollywood right now is undergoing a who done it. How would y'all define who done it movies, by the way?
It's the ones where you're like, somebody done something. It's like, who done
somebody
it?
Done something.
Like who on earth could have done it?
Who could have done it? Is the real question.
Mystery movies are having kind of a resurgence. Knives Out was a huge deal, right? Yeah. So that was one that was probably one of the most critically acclaimed. But when you do have things like some of the remaking of the Agatha Christie movies, we've got a new one coming out, and it's got good friends of ours. Saoirse Ronan, good friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell and David Oyelowo are going to be, it was just announced in a 1950s mystery type thing. Saoirse Ronan and Sam Rockwell are going to be partners in the 1950s, police officers trying to solve a crime where these crew members keep dying during the production of a play adaptation. They keep getting murdered. And so like,
okay,
they think
that's not what you
want
to happen.
It's not what you want to happen. And there's rumors too that Jordan Peele has something in the works for some of the mystery whodunits of the world.
Okay.
I thought it would be fun to talk about this. And Death on the Nile, that remake is coming out soon. Armie Hammer, Gal Gadot, Letitia Wright of Black Panther is going to be in that. But I thought a fun connection would be, y'all are caught up on Mandalorian, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. Sir.
Did you see basically Mando's version of the Starbucks cup from Game of Thrones stuff that was going around?
Yeah.
The scene where there's a crew, there's clearly like 2/5 of a body of a crew member.
Like and Converse.
There was a funny tweet that was like Admiral Denim of the Imperials, you know, is like.
Dude, here's the deal. 20 years ago in like old EU before Disney bought it and scrubbed all the canon, that guy would have a full Wikipedia entry
100
and like an entire backstory being some scavenger trying to look for supplies on an Imperial base.
Were you, or did you know anybody that was a pretty regular contributor to Wikipedia?
I'm pleading the fifth on this one.
That means really? It was him. That means it was him.
It may or may not have been me.
I love that. I was trying to get that out of you. I think you should do it anyways.
Is Wikipedia major dork still a status, thing? Dude?
Wikipedia is definitely still a thing, yeah.
I would rather one of my students cite Wikipedia in a research than paper Wikipedia? Than...
I bet it's more thoroughly vetted.
Oh, 100% more thoroughly vetted. And if there's... What does vetted mean again?
It's like when you work on cats and dogs and rabbits.
I was about to say the
cool.
exact
That's a perfect
same
transition
thing.
Then. Speaking of vetted, let's play a little bit of golf. Played golf. We played Mini Monday. For the first time, we played movie golf. Parentheses, lower score wins.
I thought it was colon lowest score wins.
Is it a colon?
It could have been an appendix or a liver.
You know, it's still in its infancy, just being number two right now. This is the second time we've played. So I think at this point, though, it's going to have fully formed. I was going to say like arms and legs. It's not like a tadpole.
you know, it's... I was going to make a joke about... Like about it being terrible because it's two, but mine's not funny.
This is that weird in between. It's not morning energy, but it's not quite the zany highs and unpredictable thrills of nighttime energy.
It's just afternoon
daylight energy.
Dude, honestly, between the hours of about 2 and 6 is my low point of my day. So this is the worst time we could possibly be recording.
I'm drinking coffee in the middle of the afternoon. And I'm an old man. So this means I won't sleep for about 3 days.
Stop. That's okay.
So movie golf, we played, last Mini Monday, and each of these boys was allotted we're going to be playing the IMDb course today, but on the Rotten Tomatoes course, they get, 100 points, which would be a perfect 100% of Rotten Tomatoes is how that was created. But we go through some random movies that they have to guess the rating of that movie. And they're allotted, this bank, essentially the safety net of 100 points, and whoever goes over first loses. So hence the colon, semicolon, parenthetical, lower score wins. We're going to play with IMDb today. It's essentially the same amount of points because IMDb can have like an 8.1, a 7.6. So you're going to get 10 full points to try and get through these. And so we're going to do
a
very special...
Like most things, I find IMDb's rating system to be equally as baffling as their top four system.
Yeah.
It's pretty up there too.
Very much.
It's pretty up there. And there might be a Metacritic course, but I'm so unfamiliar with Metacritic that that's either going to be a really good bit or a really bad bit.
I think we can unlock the Metacritic course after we get 3 stars on the IMDb and the Rotten Tomatoes course.
Yeah, it's all just silhouettes right now. We can't really unlock
it. It's a big question mark.
Did you guys ever play Tiger Woods, the video games?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All I can think of is the one on GameCube right now where it had Outkast. I Like the Way You Move as the menu music. Uh-huh. And that's all I can hear in my brain right now.
That's tough to beat.
That's probably our menu music.
You'd get a good swing and it was like...
Yeah.
And like zoom in on your eyes.
And you're just like tapping the thing because you're like, I gotta spin.
Yeah. That happens like every third shot. So it like, it definitely makes you feel really good about yourself.
Dude, golf would be cooler if it was like the Tiger Woods games. Anyway.
I agree. So we're going to play... some movie golf on the IMDb course today. And we're going to do some of the essentials of the Christmas season. Ooh. We are starting to get into, you know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And I have to confess, Chelsea and I, we already have our Christmas tree up. And we've got some of our Christmas stuff out. And so it's interesting. You kind of discover, you know, we're not double dippers. Like there's not really a mixing of the sides on the plate here. There's not any bits of fall left. It's just straight
You're
Christmas
just done.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're just done. We're into Christmas because it was just more convenient that way. But
we've
the
had Christmas,
Christmas season,
up for the whole month. The only fall we have left are 8 pumpkins that we don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
How are they real? Genuinely, they're real. How do you get rid of a pumpkin?
Time.
Pie.
The cruel.
Just wait.
The cruel. I always was
under the impression growing up that hoodlums would smash it on my porch. I really wish they would come and take care of it.
That's kind of what you're hoping at this point. So we're going to do some Christmas essentials, and here's what's going to happen. Whoever wins this game will get to pick the streaming platform of any one of the hosts as to what we will pull from a movie from for our Christmas series coming up, which will kick off next week with Feliz Navidad. Okay.
Theirs, so, not ours.
Lifetime app streaming platform, that one's already accounted for. So we can't use that one. There obviously still exist things like Amazon Prime and Hulu and HBO Max and Netflix. One of the hosts has already said what platform they would like to take and just kind of made that known. So we'll see. We'll see. But let's start with perhaps a new essential to the Christmas season, a Mario Lopez credit on IMDb. I want to know, boys, what is the rating out of 10 stars, I think is what they do on IMDb. I'm seeing a star now. I think that's the first time I've noticed that. We've got 31,000 ratings for this. And out of 10 stars, how many stars do you think the series from 1989 to 1992, Saved by the Bell, has? Jordan, I'll let you go first.
Okay. I'm going to go 7.9.
I was going to say 7.6.
It is actually 7.
Whoa.
So y'all were both pretty close there, but remember, we can go all the way up to 10. So it is 0.6 against 0.9. Doge with the lead and a lower score. Another essential for that Christmas season, if you listened to our series last year, the Hallmark series. No, that was 2 years ago. Two years ago, our Hallmark series. Boys, who seems to be all up in every one of those movies?
Oh, it's DJ Tanner.
It's DJ Tanner.
It's absolutely DJ Tanner. So let's go back to a classic TV series, this one running from 1987 to 1995, Full House. Give me the rating on IMDb of Full House. Doge, you go first.
6.8.
7.3.
It was 6.7.
Whoa.
Doge only adds 0.1 to his score.
Whoa.
And Jordan adds 0.6. Jordan currently sits at 1.5 to Doge's 0.7.
Yikes.
A movie we have reviewed before on this podcast that at one point to me maybe was a little controversial as to it being a Christmas movie at all. But I'm firmly convinced that it is, especially after our episode, Die Hard, the 1988 maybe my favorite action film of all time.
Yeah, in my heart, that's an 11 out of 10 on IMDb.
Sure, yeah.
I actually, after we watched it, I did rate it on IMDb, and I rated it 10 stars.
Amazing.
I also think it is rated 10 stars on my IMDb as well.
So what are y'all's in the game, in golf? What's our shot here?
Is it me first?
Yes, Jordan, it's back to you.
I'm going to guess on IMDb, it is 8.3.
9.1.
It is an 8.2.
Woo!
Jordan only gets 0.1 strokes from that. And a 9.1, that's 0.9 for Doge, meaning the two of you are currently tied at 1.6.
Wow. Oof.
1.6. Speaking of kind of mixing our holiday seasons together, one of my favorites, which it does feel like sometimes it leans more towards people maybe watching it on Halloween than during Christmas, but The Nightmare Before Christmas is my favorite Tim Burton, maybe my favorite Tim Burton movie, definitely one of my favorites for the claymation that he does. But The Nightmare Before Christmas, what do you think is the rating of that movie on IMDb?
Do you know I've never seen it?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Really? Doge, you're first.
7.2.
I'm going to go 7.7.
It is an even 8 stars on IMDb. Jordan adding 0.3 to his strokes, 1.9, 0.8 being added to Doge, bringing him up to 2.4. And we might have to do a lower score because you guys are getting so close to this. Maybe let me find something a little bit more.
Well, everything except for the worst of the worst hovers somewhere between a 6.8 and an 8.3 on IMDb. Like only the best stuff and the worst stuff go outside of those.
Let's do a little bit of a trifecta here. Give me the 1966 TV movie of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the classic cartoon. What is the IMDb score for the cartoon How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
7.9.
A 7.9. Doge?
7.1.
It is an 8.3.
Oof.
So Doge goes up to a score of 3.5 to Jordan's 2.3, starting to take a commanding lead. Let's go back to How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
We've seen how quickly that can turn around last week.
Yes, absolutely. And now let's do the what more people our age would think is the classic Grinch.
The Gymnast.
The 2000 Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Doge, you go first.
6.4.
I'm going to go with a 7.6.
It is a 6.2.
Whoa.
Jordan tags on 1.4 to his total score. And I kid you not, y'all are now tied at 3.7.
I really can't believe that that is that low.
I remember I watched it 2 years ago and was shocked at how low it was on IMDb.
I don't think that it's an all-time great movie, but as far as Christmas movie, you know what I mean? Like, it's
great.
Did
you know that the voice of Tars from Interstellar is Lou Who in that movie?
No.
Which one is that?
Her dad.
Oh.
I had no idea.
No, I did not know.
That's so funny. There was over 200,000 reviews for that one.
Wow.
That was the Jim Carrey release. And now finally, one that I have not seen. There was a 2018 release where Benedict Cumberbatch was the Grinch, and it was called Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. What do you think is the IMDb rating for that? We start with Jordan.
That one feels like a 7.4 to me.
5.6.
It is a 6.3.
Okay.
And so 5.6, Doge gets 0.7 added to his score, and Jordan gets more than that. Mm-hmm. And so
it's 1.1.
Yes, a 1.1. So Jordan is up to 4.8 to Doge's 4.4. But a 6.3, meaning that it was technically rated higher than Jim Carrey's
version. I also think it's better than Jim Carrey's version, and I think both of them are scored too low on IMDb. That's pretty nuts.
The animated one with Benedict?
Yeah.
When did you watch that?
Last year.
On purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't invite us?
No.
What cool. You thinking?
Thanks.
No problem. I'd do it again.
I just randomly entered. Now we're going to have more fun to make this tougher. I entered in the word jingle into IMDb.
Oh boy.
Because I was going Jingle All the Way, which is one of my favorite Christmas movies. But we do have a movie that was released this year or is about to be released, but it has a rating. It has over 4,000 reviews. It's called Jingle Jangle.
Oh boy.
A Christmas Story. I'll read the synopsis to maybe make it feel more like you've seen the movie. An imaginary world comes to life in a holiday tale of an eccentric toy maker, his adventurous granddaughter, and a magical invention that has the power to change their lives forever. Starring Forest Whitaker, Keegan-Michael Key.
Amazing. What?
Felicia Rashad, Ricky Martin.
What?
What is this cast?
Jingle Jangle. That's what it is. Are we starting with Doge this time?
Yeah. Now I gotta pull a Claire Huxtable Christmas movie out of my butt.
Give me Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Story. What is the rating on IMDb for this movie?
6.2.
Yeah, that feels right. I am gonna go 5.8, but
it's a 6.6.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
So Doge gets it for that. 5.8 adds 0.8 to Jordan's total, putting him to 5.6, and Doge now with the lead again at 4.8. Now let's go to the jingle that I actually wanted to jangle and do Jingle All the Way. Mm-hmm. We're flying through these Christmas movies. Give me the rating for the 1996, like the 1996 Arnold Schwarzenegger classic, maybe his best movie ever, undebated. Jingle All the Way, less than 90 minutes long, this movie in 1996. Also starring Sinbad, of course, and young Anakin Skywalker.
7.2.
6.3.
5.6.
Dude, what on earth? I hate IMDb. There is no touchstone for what these will end up as.
What was yours, Doge? What did you say?
I remember. I think I said 6.3.
Okay. So you get added 0.7 to yours, bringing you to 5.5. Jordan gets a hot 1.6 added to his score, going to 7.2. Jordan, I want you to reach into your bag of Christmas words right now. Okay. I think with you being behind right now, mm-hmm. maybe I'm giving you an advantage or a disadvantage. We don't know. It's the second round ever of mm-hmm. movie golf, : lower score wins. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use this word in the search engine for IMDb and pull the first movie that this gives me, and y'all will have to rate it. What kind of Christmas words do you think Doge is not vibing with? What's going to throw Doge off here?
This is like when Toad is like, Waluigi's not doing so hot. 2 stars for him in Mario Party.
Yeah, I'll take my 2 stars. What? It's jolly. There's no way Doge vibes with jolly.
I'm the least jolly person on this call.
I did say it would be the first movie, right? The first movie that comes up when I do jolly.
Yeah.
Okay, classic 1984 film, Slaughter High. Not even jolly in it. Jolly was all the other stuff. 8 people are invited to their old high school of their 10-year reunion, where a fellow former student, disfigured from a prank gone wrong, is out to seek revenge. Slaughter High. Jordan, you get the first guess as to what 5,227 people, what their average rating for this movie was.
My guess is 4.0.
3.2.
A 3.2 for Doge. That's going to be a 5.3. for Slaughter High. Jordan adds 1.3 to his total, bringing him to 8.5. Doge adds 2.3 to his total, bringing him to a 7.8. Doge, just so you feel better, maybe you get to play Toad as well. You give me a Christmas word. Give me a Christmas word, any Christmas word.
Santa. We know this guy. Are we familiar with this guy?
How about the 1994 movie, The Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen? What is the IMDb rating for this, Doge, for The Santa Claus? 1994.
6.1.
Jordan?
7.2.
That was actually a score of 6.5. Jordan, you said 7.2?
I did.
So you are now at 9.2. We are almost done. The score is 9.2 to 8.2. It's not impossible.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to give us a Christmas word, and mine's going to be, how do you spell wassail?
W-A-S-S-A-I-L.
Oh, yeah. Wassail.
That's my favorite Ninja Turtle.
There is a movie called... There's a TV special called Wassail at Chapman University. Coming soon. Sorry, guys. It's not out yet. But mark your calendars. Wassail at Chapman University is not too far off. We're going to do the first movie then that shows up after that. Okay, strangely enough, our movie, when we searched Wassail, that showed up for me, it was called The Assailant. Let me read the synopsis to make sure that it's okay.
Were you trying to spell assailant?
Yeah. Did you mean, so based on the life of a legendary, it's like the Brazilian dance fighting, Copaera? What's that called? Anyways, he spins a fantastic tale of a young Brazilian man of African descent in search of his mission. What's our IMDb rating for this? Jordan, you go first.
Good luck, man. You're blindfolded. Here's a brand new golf course. Give me the name one more time.
It is called The Assailant.
And it was released when?
This was released in 2009.
5.6.
Doge?
4.3.
It was 5.8. Doge adds 1.5 to his score. Jordan adds very little. Jordan takes the lead at 9.4 to Doge's 9.7.
Oh my goodness.
So, my goodness gracious.
A nail-biting finish.
A nail-biting. Okay, so.
Wow.
We need another Christmas movie. Adam, this is too important. Adam, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Send it in the chat.
Are you about to hear his voice on the podcast?
No,
send it in the chat.
He don't have a microphone.
The ultimate tiebreaker, Adam. It's one of his many roles. It's way down on the list. But Adam plays the role of tiebreaker. And his favorite Christmas movie, boys, is Elf.
Okay.
So Doge, it starts with you. 213,981 reviews on IMDb. What is the rating for Elf? You cannot be much more than 0.3 off. If Jordan, because we do a full round, if Jordan is so much further off from you, then you could still win. You just need to be.
Okay, so it's not blackjack. Like I can bust and still win.
You could bust and still win here.
Okay.
Only if I bust.
Just as long as you don't. Yeah, as long as you don't bust as bad as Jordan.
7.9.
Okay.
Jordan?
This is for all the marbles because I am going 7.0.
It is 6.9.
You Price Is Righted me.
No, so. I just got it more right than you.
without going over, Jordan ends with a score of 9.5 to Doja's 10.7. That was golf. It needs a bit of reworking.
That is a high stakes game.
That's a high stakes game. And I think we might need to have a lower score.
I think it needs to work more like golf, because golf, you don't play till 100. Golf, you play 9 or 18 holes, and whatever the score is at the end, it's over.
See, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees.
That's the problem.
It's right there in front of me the whole time. Thank you for that.
It's a major hazard in golf.
It's a pretty big deal in golf.
Thank you for that. There's a bunch of trees.
Jordan, so here's what happens. And because our movie golf, the lower score wins, took more time than we thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you pick the streaming platforms, not only for yourself, but for this entire podcast.
Wow.
But you owe us something. After you pick this streaming platform, or before, I want you to explain to me, what part of the Thanksgiving meal is this to you?
This streaming platform? Yeah.
Yep.
That's very
okay.
Good.
So this is you're serving us right now. This is you serving us.
Yeah.
So what do we have? You can choose whatever order you want to give these out. But again, listeners, what's going to happen is the streaming platform / Thanksgiving side or main dish casserole that he is giving us right now becomes the streaming platform from which we will pull our Christmas movie for our next series. These are going to be released this year, Christmas movies.
Mm. Well, so we already are doing, you know, a Lifetime movie.
Obviously.
And I would say, I'm going to go ahead and classify Lifetime. Lifetime is just a store-bought package of sugar cookies that means somebody clearly forgot to bring something substantial to Thanksgiving.
And they're the ones that you slice that have like Rudolph in the middle.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like them.
They're good.
They just didn't put a whole lot of effort. I'm going to give to myself, I am going to give Netflix. And I would say Netflix, I feel pretty confident in saying that Netflix is the turkey. Everybody's going to have it at their house. That kind of is the unifying dish of the streaming platforms. I am, to my friend Doge, I will be delivering Hulu.
Okay.
And I would say for me that Hulu is mashed potatoes.
That's good.
And here's why. Great. Everybody wants it. Not necessary to call it Thanksgiving, but you're going to have it there probably. And add a little live TV gravy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's how I feel about it. Now, I'm stuck a little bit. The two that I have left that I can only pick one from, I want to say Amazon, but I don't know that Amazon's doing any original streaming movies. And to me, it's way more fun to do original streaming movies.
Yeah, I believe it has to be Origies.
If that is the case, as I believe it to be, then Carter, the one that I will deliver to you, that's going to be Disney Plus.
Ho ho!
And
okay,
here's what Disney Plus is on the Thanksgiving table. It is a pie from one of those like artisan hipster pie places that are super new, and they just want to wow everybody with cool new stuff. But really, it's just like the same pie you've had before, just a little fancier.
Cool. Excellent. These are great. So I have Disney Plus.
I've got Hulu.
Doge has Hulu, and Jordan has Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
To end this episode, I'd love to have your name. And what side do you think the short-lived Quibi is? Okay. 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 Wait, 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 wait. I'm Carter, and Quibi is green bean casserole. Before you get upset.
Whoa, yeah.
No.
No. Listen to me. This is the green. So green bean casserole, we know, is one of the most underrated best sides of all time.
Sure.
That's at least how I feel. Yeah. A good green bean casserole. And I'm talking canned green beans, probably. Mm-hmm.
I would eat green bean casserole year round with any meal.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Someone who knew that. One of your family members who knew green bean casserole was a killer, even though it didn't need to be fixed, one year on Thanksgiving tried to fix it, and they tried to do new things. They put some Kraft cheese singles on top, or they got actual onion rings from Sonic and put those on top. They're doing something wrong that collectively we say, you know what? This isn't it, and please don't ever come back.
I'm Doge, and Quibi is the bowl of pistachios that your grandma put out for people to snack on while she's finishing up the meal. Because you grab and you go, oh yeah, a nice little quick snack. That seems interesting. And then it takes you 20 minutes to crack one of the pistachios and you're like, this is not worth it. And you throw all the pistachios away.
20 minutes.
To find a pistachio that's worth eating, I think is exactly. Even also important. Yeah, I'm Jordan, and Quibi is a loose handful of candy that a toddler has pulled from their pocket because they saw everybody else giving you food and they wanted to join in. And they sort of misunderstood why you were interested in the other food.
It's cute though.
It's cute. Yeah, it's cute. They don't really get like why the other food appeals to you and maybe their handful of loose candies does not.
Why didn't we do We Wish You a Merry Quibimas for our Christmas
just
series.
Review Quibbies.
Did they make any Christmas Quibbies?
Quibby.
What is a Quibby? Is it a Quibby?
Christmas Quibby.
Is each thing called a Quibby?
It's a Quib, I think. I don't know. I'm lying.
It's not a Quib?
I'm lying. I have no idea. Maybe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.